There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven after the hour, you found your way to another hour of conversation on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It happens to be Wednesday, the 13th of May, and there are things that are hopping around up and down the bunny trail. Molly Page is here. Kenny will be with us. We're focused on this train derailment outside of Philadelphia. Number of people were killed in it. 140 or so people have gone to hospital. So, Molly, why don't you bring us up to date on what things people may not have heard when they were listening to the news on the top of the hour. Is that too radio if I say we're radio brats? The top of the hour, at the top of the hour. The top of the hour is where the hour starts, right?
Or
they,
stops.
They teach
where
you
the last
right?
hour
The last
stops.
Hour ends and the next hour begins.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Indeed. So what do we have in terms of the derailment?
Well, a lot of people just saying this is a huge mess. Train completely mangled, and they don't know what happened. Basically, the Amtrak train was headed
I'm
going to
take
York.
A guess.
Yeah.
It jumped off the track. Derailed.
Whether it jumped or whether it kind of went sideways. And
this is an Amtrak? Is this an Acela train or a regular train?
All I know is it's an Amtrak train.
Yeah, there
I
are
don't
two,
know.
Two. There are two. There are two. The Washington-Boston corridor has yeah. two types of service. The Amtrak is the fast train, which shaves about an hour off of both segments. In other words, the Washington-New York segment is about 3 hours and 12 minutes, from what I remember, uh-huh. and the Boston end of it is about 3 hours and 20-some-odd minutes, which is fully an hour quicker than the just regular Amtrak stops at each village and town train.
Right. So well, this one is Amtrak.
Yeah, well, they're both Amtrak.
Oh, you right. know more about that. I've never been on one of these trains.
Really? Oh, you missed a nice ride.
They scare what? The bejesus out of me.
Do they? What, the they train, trains in general or the fast train?
Both.
Really?
I want to drive. I'm from California.
hey, there are some great trains. I've taken the Los Angeles to San Francisco train up the coast. Woof, what a great ride.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, yeah, you should take that.
All right.
Meanwhile, back at the Philadelphia train station, what do we have?
Yeah, this is awful. Now, it tipped over in Philadelphia last night, mangled the front end, tore cars apart. Right now they're saying at least five people were killed in this. The mayor confirmed the deaths. He said the scene is just absolutely horrific. 240 people on the train had been accounted for. More than 140 people went to the hospital. The cause of the derailment, they have no idea. Of course, people are on their way to the scene today.
So it's a regular, I'm looking at pictures of it now.
Uh-huh.
It's a regular, sort of not a commuter train, but it's not the Acela.
Okay.
So it would have, under the circumstances, I'm just going to guess at this now, which is something I'm better at than...
you're an incredibly accurate guesser.
Well, these trains, especially if it's going into the station, mm-hmm. There would be something wrong that would have... There's either something on the track fell apart, or something happened to one of the wheels, the wheel assemblies on the train. They don't just fall off the track. They don't...
Right.
Especially, those trains are not that fast. And headed to New York, it's in an area that's going to be a 30 to 40 mile an hour area, I'm going to guess, at most, as it's coming into Philadelphia. So it's the Northeast Regional, that's what they call these, the train that's not the Acela, the old standby. These cars are, in some instances, 10 years old, 15 years old, 20 years old. But my guess, before there's any investigation, something happened to the track.
Well, the derailment occurred in a town called Frankfort Junction, and there mm-hmm. is a big curve there.
Yeah.
And it's where one of the nation's deadliest train accidents happened back in 1943.
Right.
And that killed 79 people. So, you know, maybe there is something going on with that curb, with that track. If you say it doesn't go that fast.
Well, it reminds me of a scene out of that movie with Denzel Washington. Did you ever see that?
That one movie with Denzel Washington?
No. That one.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was that movie.
Where he looked handsome, of course.
Yes, right.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it was a train movie. And I'll be glad if Kenny he'd remember it. I'll figure it out during the
Oh, thanks. I didn't understand what you were saying until you spoke correctly. Yeah.
But it looks like the engine came off the track and ended up in the side yard. And then the train, the engine comes off, and then the trains, the cars behind it, all fell off of the track. It's a moderate curve. No question about that. So it'll be interesting to see, first of all, if you were planning on taking the train from Washington to New York today or vice versa, I think I'd take the bus. Or
that corridor is going to be shut down for days.
Yeah. Is that
yeah.
Yeah.
That's what Amtrak says. And the movie you're thinking of is Unstoppable.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that was the movie. Yep. Yeah. So that's what there's a scene in Unstoppable as the train is entering this town. And it's a town not unlike this. Frankly, it's that sort of moderately rural suburban community where there's a curve pretty much like this if you look at the maps. And the train is out of control. There's no engineer in it. It's traveling at maximum speed. They're worried about it going off the tracks, yada, yada, yada. Well, that's not. I mean, what I'm doing is just comparing how it looked so that people who saw the movie can get a visualization, the imagery in their head of the train going around the track is a bend in it to the left. That's more or less the scenario that's set up by this derailment. And so that's really pretty much the bottom line at the moment. You got the facts, the conjecture. The question that's going to come up today, there'll be a lot of politicians who are going to do hemming and hawing. There are going to be a lot of people who are regulators who are going to say, and then there are going to be those safety people who will say, how come we have so many accidents on trains in America? If you were to go through the last 4 or 5 years, you would find what I might consider and you might consider to be an inordinate number of train wrecks. So is that because the infrastructure is crumbling? Is that because Amtrak isn't doing a good job maintaining their equipment? It is much safer to get on an airplane or to get in a car. Statistically, I don't know about a car. No, that's scratch that. It's not true. But to get on an airplane is to get on a train. And the airplane is 35,000 feet over the terrain, whereas you think it would be comfortable and safe to be on the ground. So, Kenny, what do you know about this? That is, I was just comparing it to the movie Unstoppable. Idea that if we go back over the last 4 or 5 years and look at the number of train accidents in our country, especially considering the fact that a lot of people don't take the train. More people take the train for amusement or for recreation than they do because they have to, unless, you know, there isn't going to be the kind of people that are going to get on a train in New York and go to Los Angeles aren't going to be doing it because they have a business.
Well, but for this corridor from Washington, D.C.
There are a lot of business people, yes.
Yeah. A lot of commuters.
Yeah. And it's, by the way, it's faster than getting on if you take the shuttles from Washington to New York or New York to Boston, they're a pain in the butt. They're expensive. And they don't save you any time. You save zero time.
I am amazed at how expensive it is. I was going to be brave and do D.C. to New York, and it was like $400 round trip.
Right. Yeah. All right. So what else? What do we know? What do we know? I think we've put together pieces.
Go ahead. There is someone who is with the Associated Press who was on the train during the accident, and he said he was watching Netflix when the train started to decelerate quickly as if somebody had slammed on the brakes, and it started to shake.
Yeah.
And then he said everything just started to fly, and he went out the back of the train. He got out, and then he just said it was like a movie that he just kind of stepped off it.
Well, you know what? Given the era that we live in, the amount of video and the picture history of this, or anything like this, you're going to see pictures today and video of people who are in the train as the train rumbles over, as things fall out of the upper part of the train where you put your bags and stuff up overhead. You can see all of that. People on the side, the train's upside down. You would not have necessarily before invention of the cell phone or the smartphone, you wouldn't have gotten any of these pictures. But now that you're listening to us talk about this, you'll go online and you'll see pictures from the people who are in the train as it's crashing. It's phenomenal, frankly, to see all of this stuff. But it gives you an idea. And I wonder about that in general. Is the recording of history going to be different now than it used to be? And, of course, the answer is yes. When these things first came into being, which was, what, 20 years ago? When did the first smartphone get used, you two? When's the first time, Kenny, you used a smartphone to take pictures, or Molly?
Oh, 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, okay. So would you agree that the history of the world is going to be differently recorded because of these devices?
Yeah, absolutely. You're not waiting for news crews and journalists to show up now. Mm-hmm. Everybody has their camera crew in their pocket.
Yeah, and that's part of this story, I think. So you can check it out. We're going to stay on top of it, and the conversation will continue about it. I'm Doug Steffen, Molly Page, and Ken Kessler here on Good Day at 18 after the hour.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime. Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and law number 3030.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold.
And decaf.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
No reason.
Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 1-pound bag of Starbucks coffee for just $9.99.
Offer valid in-store and online. Ends 5/16 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now, here we go. We got something important to do here. This is about music that gets stuck in your head.
And what was the first song I shouted out when we talked about this?
Belt Bumping.
Yep.
All right, so there's a new study out. It's very interesting what people will spend their time and money researching. Researchers have discovered a simple way to get rid of that nagging song in your head, Jennifer.
Yes.
Yes. You know what it is?
No.
Listen to another nagging song.
And after all, it's a small world after all. Right. There's a study that was done by the University of Reading, published in the Quarterly Journal of Experimental Psychology, revealing that chewing a piece of gum can stop those catchy songs from repeating over and over and over and over and over and over again. The study surveyed about 100 participants, found that people who chewed gum while listening to a song had a 33% greater chance of shaking it than those who didn't. Who in the world came up with this?
You can't walk and chew gum at the same time. You can't think about a song and chew gum at the same time. You have to focus
on gum. Who would come up? I mean, who really would think about it that way? Apparently, Richie, what happens is that you are not able to hear a song when moving your jaw. Ultimately, it cuts down on short-term memory and thwarts unwanted thoughts.
Anyway.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
How many of you have gum on you right now? Jennifer, do you have gum on you?
I don't have gum.
One of the songs cited here, Richie, was Payphone by Maroon 5.
Oh, yeah.
And
well,
there
you know,
are others.
I heard if you chew gum during a test, you'd be better on the test.
Really?
Something about the peppermint and the repetition.
Yeah, I remember that too, yeah.
Huh. This is, by the
way,
you know what this is called?
What?
Earworms.
Oh, yeah. The song, yeah.
Yeah, earworms. They're earworms. It's a common occurrence. Recent polls showed 92% of people get an earworm at least once a week.
Oh.
songs that bring up memories and stir emotions. If you hear a song while already feeling a strong emotion, more likely to get that stuck in your head as well. We were playing Mungo Jerry's In the Summertime earlier today as our...
That's not one.
Right. Yeah, it is. That's been in my mind all morning long. And the song that I sang yesterday, Richie, by the Raspberries.
Yeah,
that's another one. Oh, my God. That one's sticking in your head all day long.
And the last one here is
biggest offender in my life.
Other triggers can be visual stimulants. Seeing a child with a red balloon might remind you of 99 red balloons. How about 99 bottles of beer on the wall, 99 bottles of beer. Take one down and pass it around. 98 bottles of beer on the wall, 98 bottles of beer on the wall, 98 bottles of beer. Take one down, pass it around. 97 bottles of beer on the wall, 97. Doesn't that stick with you? Mine are better.
You're going until you get the one.
Yeah, right. I do.
Yeah, you got it.
Go down and pass it around. Kenny, what song sticks in your mind, do you think, more than any other when you hear it?
I can't even think of one after all the ones that have been playing right now.
What about you, Richie?
Something is probably the most.
What is it?
Sub Something, the one we started with.
Oh, okay. What about you, Richie?
You know, I'm going to go, Lowrider is pretty good for me, but I can't remember right now. But
Molly,
every morning I wake up and have something in my head and I can't get rid of it.
I don't have them.
You don't have them?
I don't. They don't get stuck in my head. Because if a song gets stuck in my head, I just listen to another song and it goes away.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Remember, for me, it's the old Doug Steffen jingle.
That's
stuck forever. 28 after on Good Day.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneering cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
I'm Chris Wald. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away. The radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
Musicians, it's the biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Over a quarter million guitars, amps, pedals, and accessories. At least 15% off our everyday low price. Every shape, every neck, every finish. Acoustic guitars, just $99. Flame Top Les Pauls, 20% off. Now just $159. 3 sets of D'Addario electric guitar strings, just $9. It's your chance to stay big on the best selection of gear on the planet. Don't miss Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Going on.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Your personal rights and freedoms are under fire. Rising prices, drought conditions, domestic threats, and excessive government regulations only increase the threat. Having a supply of food is the difference between freedom and captivity. Depression time breadlines extended for blocks, and those at the end of the line not only experienced fear and humiliation, but often did not receive any food. Having a supply of GoFoods will keep you out of the breadlines and allow you freedom from government dependency for one of your greatest needs. Whether today or in 25 years, GoFoods will be there for you when you need it most. Buy it today, save it for later, feed your freedom. Special values now available. Call us at 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Today at 33 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Molly Page, Ken Kessler investigating and conversing about things that are going on. And I guess the situation in Nepal, I love this term, Nepalese. There's something about that. The
Nepalese,
the Nepalese people. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, so there are more aftershocks, apparently. And those people who are in, I guess, under the circumstances, I'm thinking about my trip to Jamaica a couple of weeks ago and seeing the horrible conditions that some people live in there with corrugated roofs, no building codes, people building houses on the side of a hill that at the slightest shake, they'd all just fall down the hill. That kind of is what you can, again, if you close your eyes and use your imagination. If you've never been in a place like this, I've been in places like this around the world three or four different times, and that's what I see in my mind as I think about Nepal. And even when there are taller buildings, you gotta wonder how they really are built. So whether that changes or not isn't really the story. The story is, Molly, that it just continues to be more and more of the sort of shake, rattle, and roll over there that would leave us all shaky.
Right, yeah. Constant, actually, aftershocks coming after the 7.3 quake that hit yesterday morning. And this is less than a month after the 7.8 quake. So people, like, once again, they're outside. They don't want to go back inside in case they're the aftershocks.
Would you?
No. Gosh, no. No, the whole thing is so scary. And now the death toll has risen to 67 people just from the one yesterday that hit about 45 miles east of Kathmandu. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, there's a U.S. Marine helicopter with eight people on board that went missing late yesterday. And they don't know whether it's crashed. They're not sure. There was some communication about fuel problems, and then they lost radio contact.
One of the things about this area of the world, think about Mount Everest. Think about what you know about some of the tallest mountains in the world. And that's one of the reasons that this is a difficult thing to get a handle on. This is an isolated area of the world. The villages that are built on the side of these hills have just fallen down, and the rubble from the earthquake just covers them up. So there's a good chance you're never going to know, because they don't have the same kind of sophisticated tools and equipment there. You're not really going to know what the real numbers are.
Right.
You're never going to find some of these people.
Right.
So it is what it is.
Yeah.
All right. So let's do some political understanding here. The ABCs of politics. When it comes to the Bs, I guess Bush would be the number one B, right? As the number one C is Clinton. Who'd be the number one A? Do we have a number one A? Anybody running whose last name begins with an A? We'll have enough people to fill most of the letters of the alphabet by the time we're done, I think. I don't think there are any A's.
I don't think there are any A's.
No A's. Okay. So let's talk about Jeb Bush, who seems to be doing a little backpedaling. It's hard, if your brother made a fool and a mess out of things, to stand up and allow that to go unnoticed. There is a, he's, and they must have considered this, his advisors and him, because this is one of the most unpopular wars in the history of the country. So
he'd do it again.
He would do it again. He says he would have made a different decision than his brother in sending in troops. So does that mean he would have sent in air cover? I'm not sure that he's clarified his remarks enough.
Well, didn't they say, if you had the information we have now, then would you have still gone in? And he said, I'd do it again.
He did say, who said that? George Bush?
Jeb.
I didn't see that anywhere. Really?
That's what I heard. Yeah.
He said that he would have done it again?
Yeah.
Oh.
Am I right, Kenny?
Just the opposite.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay.
Well, so that puts him off the block. Then I'm sure I'm going to vote for Mr. Clinton. Because anybody who thinks that we did the right thing by going into Iraq is a fool, even though she voted for the war as well. That is the most foolish thing that he could have said, and he's a lot smarter than that. So what would be the political reasons, Kenny, for saying something like that? He was on with Sean Hannity yesterday afternoon. I don't even get what his thinking is.
I'm not sure, other than trying not to disrupt things between him and his brother.
Right. Am I right when I say that's a foolish statement?
I think it is, but I don't know what else. When he gets kind of cornered in some of these interviews, because while it was such an unpopular war, so many voted for it at the time.
Yeah.
It puts them in a tough place.
They're
all going to get tough questions for the next year and a half.
Right. I mean, he'll get those sorts of questions. Hillary's going to get her questions about whatchamacallit, what happened in Bangladesh, good Doug, in Benghazi. I learned about the emails and that kind of stuff. You know what it really gets down to? It's we expect so much from these people, and they are, even though smart, perhaps well-intentioned to a point, they are, after all, human beings. I was reminded of that because my criticism, my torrent of criticism that seems to be aimed at everybody who's in there, once they get there, whether it's the president or members of Congress or whatever, I'm told, well, you don't really understand. Well, maybe I don't, because the system has become so corrupt, excuse me, and there are so many people you have to answer to in order to get there. One would wonder why you'd want to go there in the first place. right? Except in, I guess we could look at the Clintons as an example of this, and both of them. What has it done? Bill Clinton had no object. I remember reading an interview with somebody who interviewed Mrs. Clinton when they first went into the White House, and she was talking about how she first met Bill, and then who her friends were and what they thought of Bill as a dashing young man on the college campus. I remember one specific part of the interview where Mrs. Clinton said to the interviewer, come on, no, to a friend of hers who then became a writer, come on, and I want you to meet my boyfriend, Bill. He's going to be a president of the United States one day. This was when she was in college. I want you to meet my boyfriend, Bill, who will be president of the United States one day. Now, that's desire, isn't it? That's really focused purpose. If you make up your mind when you're in college that you're going to be the president of the United States and you get there at a fairly young age, that's pretty intense. And so one wonders, as you back off the Clintons and you go over to the Bushes, or you go to the Kennedys or the Roosevelts, am I missing any other dynasties, family dynasties? The Roosevelts, Kennedys, Bushes, and Clintons. I don't think I'm missing anything, am I?
No, I think that's...
Okay. Yeah. So, what toll does it take? I think I said the other day I've been watching on the plane these PBS specials on the Roosevelts. And I've seen... Now, I've gotten through all of the Teddy Roosevelt hours, and I'm now on to the Franklin Roosevelt hours. And the thing that is clearest about all of this stuff with these people and these families is how messed up the kids are. The only exception that I can see to that, I think that would be a rough generalization for the Kennedy family, although
yeah.
There are plenty of Kennedys who are messed up. The Roosevelt
there are
family
some that are not.
Pretty messed up, right?
And,
exactly.
And Clinton's daughter, she's
is not messed
herself.
Up at all. That was the exception I was going to make.
Yeah.
She's turned out to be a model of everything. She's a great human being. She was a good kid when she was in the White House. She gave her father what for? When he made that embarrassing business with Lewinsky and yeah. her mother, all of that stuff. But, you know, when you look at it, the toll that it takes, but then the after effects of it, the Clintons were broke when they left the White House. Now, collectively, they're worth about $180 million.
Yeah, what is broke? Broke means something different to everyone. I have friends who go, oh, I'm so broke. I can't afford...
Yes.
Second Mercedes.
Yeah, well,
this week, you know. Yeah. Whereas when I'm broke, I can't afford gas
there
in my
go.
Old Trailblazer.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You drive a Trailblazer?
I do. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You drive a Trailblazer?
Well, my dog liked that car.
Yeah, there's enough room in it.
Yeah, yeah. She could yeah. lay in the back, and we'd go camping, and yeah. drove it up to Montana, back to California.
Right. But you, I would have. It's a gas guzzler. I'm surprised you would drive something.
Like it's that. Not so bad. It's actually the smallest SUV that Chevy makes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I just had it for so long.
I'm teasing you. Yeah.
Oh.
Well,
that's what,
yeah.
But I'm
teasing
your
you,
point.
But you're driving a Trailblazer?
Yeah. I'm sorry. It fits a lot of dogs.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Dogs are good.
Yeah.
All right. So, Kenny's going to give us the first draft of things that are going on the various sites, social media sites that we have. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter @Good Day. Should you care to send us an email, you may do that too. It's Ken@DougStephan.com, Molly@DougStephan.com, Doug@DougStephan.com, or 888-302-DOUG. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
I'm Chris Wald. Since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away. The radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches.
So, guys, if you'd like to get similar results, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
Do you need more more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money. Or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge Brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
13 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Molly and Kenny and I focusing now on social media and some of the comments about some of what the top 3 or 4 items, issues of the day that people have a lot to say about. Kenny, should we do that?
Sure. Bunch of comments about Jeb Bush just came in. Stu says, and this is in regard to Jeb saying that he would have gone into Iraq like his brother did. Stu says, he said it, he meant it. War profiteering is the Bush family business. Jeb is even worse than his brother, if that's possible.
Well, war profiteering, we went off on a big deal yesterday. The essence of which you came back around to understanding the corruption, the connection with war and the military-industrial complex, which motivates the, maybe that's what he, I don't know it for a fact, but if you look around at the connection the Bush family has to certain industries, maybe you can make a good case for that. But there was no good case for going into Iraq. None. There was no good premise for us getting into that war. There wasn't then, and there isn't now. So the Bushes are full of crap. Keep going, Kenny.
Theo says, meet the new Bush, same as the old Bush.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm getting. And it's you've seen one, you've seen them all. Although I like Daddy Bush, I still maintain that there were many things that he did that were very good. But he was a CIA guy, so that gets a little wrinkle in your nose. What else?
Michael says, forget it, Jeb. The last thing we need is another Bush in the White House, just like your mother said.
Yeah, and listen to your mother in this case. Yeah, we're getting retread city here. All right, what else? One more?
Sure. Gary says, not only would Jeb have invaded Iraq, but if he gets elected, he will invade Iran.
All right, so we can do without that. So there's a white police officer, sort of a white police officer. I'm looking at a picture of this guy, Molly. Mm-hmm. The Madison, Wisconsin police officer who was dark. Anyway, he shot an unarmed biracial teenager, what, a month or two ago?
Let me see. I'm pulling it up here. And this
no charges.
Yeah, March 6th.
Yeah, he was on the force for 12 years. The prosecutor said, I conclude this tragic and unfortunate death was the result of a lawful use of deadly police force. No charges should be brought against the officer. So there was a little, but not a lot of violence, peaceful protests there, peaceful demonstrations. It was the same thing as we've seen in a lot of other U.S. cities. Madison's a college town, pretty progressive, so not likely to get all whooped up like some other places. 51 after on Good Day.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Several quintessential moments in a man's life: losing his virginity, getting married, becoming a father, and having the right girl smile at you.
Infatuation, Kevin. She's not just a girl. She's the only evidence of God that I can find on this entire planet, with the exception of the mystical force that removes one of my socks from the dryer every time I do the laundry.
That's Emilio Estevez, if memory serves me correctly. Is that right, boys?
That is right.
All right, he's 53 today. That'll put a little curl in your hair. 53 years old, St. Elmo's Fire. The singer's John Parr there from the movie, obviously, of the same name. Movie music gets us started with movie moments. Chuck Curry is here, and he's going to have some movie news for us in a moment as we celebrate. This is one of those John Huston movies, right?
John Hughes.
Him, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Richard.
I'm going fluffing.
He wrote the script, right?
All right. Chucker was talking over things, so we couldn't hear what he
Chucker's
said.
Chucker's more important.
What did you say, Chucker?
I said, I believe John Hughes wrote the script, but it was directed by Joel Schumacher.
Oh, really? All right. Okay. What happened to the mansion that starred in Scarface? We'll have that. Chucker's got some movie news of import. At some point in time, I want to find out from you whether you think your favorite movie of all time is Poseidon. But is that the most inspiring movie that you've ever seen? Is there a difference, or is it one and the same? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold?
And decaf.
Why would you say that?
No reason. Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 1-pound bag of Starbucks coffee for just $9.99. Offer valid in-store and online. Ends 5/16 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10, feel the heal.
Hi, Chucker. I'm living for your comments and movie news, and then I want to ask you a couple of questions.
Dead.
No, you have to give me movie news first.
Thank you. Big buzz yesterday, Doug. George Miller's Mad Max Fury Road getting rave reviews among the nation's top critics, 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow, I saw the trailer. It looked awful. God, what a horrible... How can that... What is the matter with me that I think that stuff is crap?
Do we have more than 5 minutes to answer that question?
No, we can try it in a few seconds if you want.
Many reviews I've read call it an instant classic. I guess the thing here is it's been 30 years since the last Mad Max movie, which is Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, which Tina Turner played the villain. Mel Gibson starred in the original trilogy. Tom Hardy takes over the role. But from what I hear, Charlize Theron, as a female lead, really steals this movie, and she's tremendous in it. I'm very excited to see it. It opens this Friday.
God, what a horrible... what images. My God. All right.
But are you excited to see it, yes or no?
The California mansion that starred in Scarface was on the market for $35 million.
Wow.
But they couldn't sell it for $35 million, so now it's on the market for $17.9 million. I wanted to tell you that, Chuck.
That's a discount.
I figured you'd be interested. And it's a movie.
I'll take a look at
it. It's a Miami home, I'm looking at 10,000 square feet, built in 1906. Called El Feridis. Fascinating architecture. It's great.
That
interesting.
Means the overpriced house. I think in Spanish, right?
All right, Chuck, what else you got?
From what I hear, MGM is hesitant about advanced screenings of its Poltergeist remake, which opens in a few weeks. That's never a good sign. Although I must admit, the trailers are intriguing, and Fox is going to give the X-Files, new X-Files reboot, which is going to once again start David Duchovny.
Movie? It's a new X-Files movie, right?
Spot. No, it's a TV. It's a seven-episode TV show. It's going to give it the post-Super Bowl spot in January, which is really good news if you're an X-Files fan.
Tell Chucker the good news, Dougie.
24, Chucker.
What about it?
Go ahead, Jen. Fox is talking about developing another series or movie. Yay!
I'm excited.
All right, you didn't sound excited. You didn't sound excited at all. Tim McCann, say it with passion. I'm excited!
Hallelujah!
That was good to me.
I didn't get him to tell us the most inspiring movie he had. We'll say that for tomorrow.
Rocky.
Okay. 59 after on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.